Airbnb in your basement, right? Many people are gonna be like, why the heck are you doing that? You make, you know, 60 or 70 grand a year, you live in a great city, why are you making that sacrifice, right? They don't understand, right? People that will understand will say, congratulations, like that's what you need to do.
This is the Real Estate Pod. I'm Ed Barone, co-founder of Rent Ready, the platform that makes renting easy for landlords and tenants. With this podcast, we aim to help landlords learn, scale, and invest. We also want to help you tackle the business side of real estate investing, because being an investor or getting your first investment requires you to be an entrepreneur. It's about mindset and strategy. We're hearing from Craig Kurlop in today's podcast. Craig is the author of The House Hacking Strategy. He's a real estate investor, real estate agent at, and co-founder of the FI team, and a huge believer in financial independence, retire early, FIRE movement. He started with a negative net worth in 2016 and officially reached financial freedom in 2019. Now he's sharing his strategies and advice with you. Let's get started.
I want to teach you all about being different, right? If you are on this journey of financial independence, you have to learn that you are going to be different. You have to learn that all of the advice that you, all of the people that you've been getting advice from, your parents, your grandparents, your brother or sister, aunt or uncle, teachers, coaches, whoever that may have been for you in your childhood, will likely not be the people you're taking advice from now. In fact, you may be doing something completely opposite of what they say. And that's uncomfortable, and that's different. And it may not make you want to take action because you think these people know best. And many times they do, right? But in this scenario, if they have not already done what you are trying to do, if they have not achieved financial independence early by the age of 30 or maybe 40, then they're probably not the best people to listen to, right? Because they haven't done what you're trying to do. Instead, you should be listening to people that are ahead of you, a couple years ahead of you. And that way you can take what they've learned and maybe expedite the process a little bit. Now, what I want to talk about here is kind of your first 3 years of house hacking, right? And the trend that will tend to be, and as it relates to your peers. Unfortunately, I always say don't compare yourself to other people, but it's very hard not to do that, right? And so when comparing yourself to your peers, you're going to realize that in year one, you're probably going to just be scraping by, right? You're going to be living in a house with maybe three or four different people. Maybe if you went as far as I did, you're living behind a curtain, or your Airbnb in your basement, right? Many people are going to be like, why the heck are you doing that? You make, you know, 60 or 70 grand a year, you live in a great city. Why are you making that sacrifice, right? They don't understand, right? People that will understand will say, congratulations, like that's what you need to do. This is just the first step towards building tremendous wealth, right? And they'll see that sacrifice that you made. And so you're not relatable to your friends in year one, because you look like a poor man. In year two, you're buying your second house, right? You know, I'm sure you'll see all over Facebook and all over Instagram that people are buying houses left and right, especially if you're in your, you know, you're in your 20s or early 30s. And it's a very common thing for people to do. But how many people buy two? And how many people buy two in really less than a year, right? Because if you buy one, let's say in June of 2021, you can buy your second one in July of 2022. So it's basically just a year you're buying two properties. Not many people are doing that, right? So that's a little bit weird. That's a little uncomfortable. You just moved in. Why would you move, right? The idea here is not that you're looking for a home, right? You're building a rental portfolio as quickly as you can by using the house hacking strategy. So in year two, you're going to be a little bit different, right? Now in year three, you're going to buy your third property, right? So you're already different, but people are kind of already used to that, right? This guy's already got two houses. Now he's got three, four, five. You get to a point then where your wealth is dramatically larger than all of your peers, right? And that's when you start to say, that's when you start to be different again, right? Hey, you're taking these cool trips. You're investing in these properties. You're able to spend $100,000 down payment here, $100,000 down payment here, you know, invest this way, right? And people are like, how are you doing all this? How are you getting the money? And then you just say, well, remember back in year one and year two when I was living behind a curtain or living, you know, with four or five roommates? That's the sacrifice you make for a lifetime's worth of opportunity. So I just want to say that if you are feeling different, if you are feeling alone in this journey, please do not feel that way. It can be very, very tough, and we understand that. But know that you are on the right path. You're on the right way. And I highly recommend reaching out to people, you know, within the financial independence community on Bigger Pockets, you know, on our, in our FI team community, and just, you know, be with people that are aligning their goals with you, and you'll see it's not so lonely, and it's actually a very fun road to go down.
Thanks for listening. We're so grateful to be able to learn from these active investors, entrepreneurs, and all-around amazing individuals who want to share their success with you. The real estate investing community really is a unique community to be a part of. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can rate or review the podcast in whatever podcast app you're listening to. It would mean a great deal to us to learn what you like, what you don't like, and even questions we can answer on your behalf. You can also subscribe to the Real Estate Pod on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.